just sweet. That is the Memorex version of what we have in just a slice of the Corn Drinkers, Linda Scott. We're going to talk with her in some detail coming up, but the reason she's here and the reason our second guest is here has to do with Mud Run Conservancy Benefit Concert. It's a concert and square dance this Saturday at John Bryan Community Center right here in Yellow Springs, and it is a delight to welcome to Excursions for the very first time a board member from the Mud Run Conservancy. She's Kathleen Matthews. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for coming in today. And for listeners who are first hearing of the Mud Run Conservancy, what is it that you do?
Mud Run Conservancy was formed in January of 2018. It's a nonprofit 501c3 approved organization. It was formed by residents of Mud Run District, the Mad River Township, because we were concerned about preserving and protecting the Mud Run watershed. And the Mud Run watershed is about 21 miles long. Mm. It consists of all the tributaries that go into the Mud Run, and then it eventually flows into the Mad River,
which I think people are maybe more familiar with. But you're looking in your own backyard.
Correct.
And your portion of this wonderful treasure that is the water in our Miami Valley, and looking to keep it healthy and sound. So this is a benefit, proceeds benefit, Mud Run Conservancy. What is it that you will be able to do with the money raised at this event?
We use the money mainly for education of the community. We feel that it's very important that the residents in the Mad River Township understand how important the water is to us. Most of the waterways in Mad River Township are on private property, so you don't see it a lot. It's not like the Mad River that you go past it. So it's important, if you can't bring the people to the water, to bring the water to the people. One of the ways we did that is through a contest called the Name That Creek Contest.
There are, I love that.
There are a surprising number of waterways in the Mad River Township that don't have a name, and they're just known as unnamed tributaries of Mud Run or of Clear Creek or whatever.
Huh.
So we decided to bring names to these little waterways. Some of them are bigger than others. The one that we just did the contest for is about 4 miles long, starts over at the Springfield Air Park, and then it eventually runs into Mud Run just down off of Hagen Road.
So what name won? What did you name that?
Well, Coyote Run is actually the winner, but it was a very democratic process. The contest actually started on July 4th at the Enon Parade and the firehouse, and we asked for the residents and the community members to submit names. Now, we want to eventually have it approved by the U.S. Board on Geographical Names, so it's an official name. Right now it has an unofficial name of Coyote Run, but we want to go through the official process so that the name actually ends up on all U.S. Geological Survey maps.
Wow.
So to do that, you have to follow criteria. One of them is that it's the community that provides the name. We had 24 submissions. We then narrowed it down to 5. And then probably the most fun part is we took the 5 names to the Enon Primary School and then to the Indian Valley Intermediate School, and we let the students vote.
Oh, how fun.
So we had 757 students vote, and 365 of them voted for Coyote Run.
Almost
so
that exactly will be, half. That's interesting.
Right. So
nice.
That will be the name that will eventually go before the U.S. Board on Geographical Names.
We're in studio with one of the board members from the Mud Run Conservancy. She's Kathleen Matthews. And, you know, I remember when that dentist shot that lion. I think his name was Cecil. And that because that lion had a name, people felt more invested in this being, this entity. So I like the idea of naming the tributaries. I think that's really, really fun and smart.
Yeah. Well, we did. We do think it's important. It's a beautiful little creek. It has a waterfall. It's lovely.
Aww.
But it's mostly on private property. People can't see it. When the name does become official, then we can have a celebration, a community celebration, and thank all the people that were involved in the voting process.
So I'll play some coyote songs that day. Let me know, okay?
Oh, okay. All right. That'd be great.
We've been talking with Kathleen Matthews. She's one of the board members of the Mud Run Conservancy. There's an event this Saturday at the John Bryan Community Center. It's a concert and a square dance. I want to turn to our guest, friend of the show, and awesome human being, Linda Scott. Welcome. Thanks for being here today, Linda.
Thank you, Nikki.
Do you know Coyote Run? Do you know this?
Yes, I do. I actually used to live in the Mad River District, so I've lived on Fairfield Pike for quite a few years. So okay. Yes, I know exactly where that is.
You guys are going to be playing, again, it's a concert and a square dance. I have one of the tunes from your fabulous The Corn Drinkers still queued up here. Just pretend that someone just stepped out of the woods and has never before in their life heard of a square dance. What can we expect this Saturday at John Bryan?
Well, the Corn Drinkers will probably start with a short set. So we'll do a very brief concert, probably 15 or 20 minutes. And then we have our wonderful caller, Seal Turnbull, who is an educator like these guys are. So she's very good at describing and explaining the dance. So we do a bi-monthly square dance at Carriage Hill Farms, and we get a lot of kids that want to dance, even as young as like 5. And Seal will figure out dances to incorporate children that young. So
you don't have to be a seasoned square dancer.
Not a bit. She will instruct you and tell you what to do. And if you're not getting it, she'll come over to your square and she'll help you out.
So we have a little example of Seal's calling. Let's hear this tune. And I'll tell you, our guest today in studio, as a part of getting the word out about the Mud Run Conservancy benefit concert and square dance this Saturday at John Bryan Community Center right here in Yellow Springs. It's from 7 until 9. Let's hear a little bit of the Memorex version of square dance, and we'll be back in studios. Linda Scott, stay close.
Chase that squirrel, chase that pretty girl round that world. All jump up, and when you come down, swing till your boots make a hole in the ground. Swing! On you go!
I could follow that. Pretty straightforward. Swing. Seal doing some call in there. It's a little slice of what's happening here in Yellow Springs this Saturday at the John Bryan Community Center from 7 until 9 o'clock. A concert and square dance as a benefit for the Mud Run Conservancy. So other than that, you're just a great musician, Linda Scott, how did you decide to be involved in this event?
Well, my friend Karen Dybel asked me to do this
hey,
event.
Hey.
So when Karen asks, I produce. So no, I believe in the cause, too, of trying to preserve and protect these waters. So I think it's a good thing. And frankly, I live kind of in this area, too. So
And we have one of the sort of more notably healthy aquifers in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We're so lucky. I don't know if you guys work with Tecumseh Land Trust or have any simpatico with them, but we commonly have Krista McGaugh on here who talks about just this almost embarrassment of riches that we have here. But that's because people care and engage and act to preserve. So in a perfect world, you'd raise all the money you needed to, and you would put a sign up for Coyote Run and Mud Run right leading into the Little Miami. If you were queen for the day, Board Member Kathleen Matthews, how would this all end up?
It would all end up as just nice, clean water that we would never have to worry about pollution or the quantity being diminished. We're constantly under threat from environmental factors and man-made factors. Environmental, all you have to do is think about Australia and the fires.
Oh, my goodness.
We are very lucky that we have the aquifer and a lot of water resources, but we still need to protect it. And the only way we can do that is to raise awareness, and the only way we can do that is to raise funds. Unfortunately, none of us are extremely wealthy, so we have to rely on the generous donations of the people who live around us and care about the environment. We're always appreciative of the Corn Drinkers, who did a benefit concert for us in 2018, and that was one of the most fun nights I've ever had in my life. It was just wonderful.
It is always a good time with the Corn Drinkers.
It was cold, I remember.
That was in a barn. This particular concert will be in the John Bryant Community Center, so there's adequate parking, adequate lighting. It'll really be a fun time. So.
And there's a suggested donation, but it's really on a sliding scale. Come and give what you can. Do what you can. Again, that's this Saturday from 7 until 9 p.m. Right here in Yellow Springs at the John Bryan Community Center. It is a Mud Run Conservancy benefit concert. Good people doing good things toward the future. Something I've been thinking about a whole bunch is this old Greek proverb: great is a society whose old men plant trees under whose shade they will never sit.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Well said. Well said.
We're just paying it forward with the water. Kathleen Matthews, thank you so much for being here. Delight, best to you, and I hope you guys raise a ton of money and dance your socks off. And Linda Scott as well. You have something else, Ms. Kathleen?
I do. But in addition to the very generous musicians, we have generous potters in the Yellow Spring area who are always donating pottery. So there will be a raffle at the concert. There will also be a pottery raffle. So please come and listen to the music. We'll have snacks. We also have beer. Yellow Springs Brewery has been very, very generous.
They're so great, aren't they?
We have events there every Thursday. In fact, next week, or the 23rd, we have another event there. So
you had me at beer.
Go into the mudrunconservancy.org website and just follow our activities. You can donate. You can get tickets through there. So we appreciate all your support. And thank you again, Nikki, for letting us tell the people about Mud Run Conservancy.
Keep us posted, and we'll keep putting the info out.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thanks, Linda. Here's another one from the Corn Drinkers on WISO.